family.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Native Voice One Wrangler Fall Sports Specials. Wrangler's thrown much support behind the Indian National Finals Rodeo. Through the week, we have seen three rounds of competition. The Wrangler Championship, or short go round, was Saturday, November 13th, 2016. In the bareback bronc riding final round, Blackfeet Cowboy from Browning, Montana, Buck Lunick, on a bucking horse called Spitfire of the Bar C5 Rodeo Company in Canada, scored an amazing 86 points to win round three. But when the dust cleared, it was Blood Indian Cowboy from Standoff, Alberta, Canada, Cam Brewsted, to be the 2016 Indian World Champion bareback bronc rider. In the steer wrestling competition, Clint Brewsted, Blood Tribe, Alberta, Canada, was a 3.47 time to win the round. Yet Navajo Sheridan Jody was the best on four to be the Indian World Champion in the steer wrestling. In the ladies' breakaway roping, lovely Navajo cowgirl Faith Holian at her 8th Indian National Finals Rodeo was a 2.89 to win the round and collect the gold buckle as the Indian World Champion ladies' breakaway roper. In the saddle bronc riding, pro cowboy Jeremy Meeks, Ogallala Lakota of South Dakota, was on a horse called High Lonesome of the New West Rodeo Company from Browning, Montana. They tied it up for an 83-point ride in the championship round and Jeremy's gold buckle as the Indian World Champion saddle bronc rider. Tie-down roping was quite a battle all week long. In round three of the Wrangler Championship round, Legend Mills had a quick 7.57 to claim the round. Navajo Roy Begay was second, but when you tallied all four times, it was Salisaw, Oklahoma's Cherokee Cowboy Quentin Inman to win the title in the tie-down roping. In the team roping competition, Blaine Redhorse and Navajo James Begay Jr. were a fast 4.91 second time to win the Wrangler Championship round, but the world title was earned by Ed Harry, Gross Venture, or Grovon, from Montana, and White River Apache Ty Ramone. Ladies barrel racing watched Oklahoma's Kinder Star take a beautiful horse to two round wins. She won the championship round in a previous one, this time the fastest time of the weekend with a 14.77. But her partner, Cherokee from Oklahoma, Sally Williams, gathered the best times on four runs and is your Indian World Champion. Congratulations to Cherokee cowgirl Sally Williams in the barrel racing. Navajo cowboy Cody Jesus has been hot riding bulls all week long. He was on Jeanette's Pet 2 of the 4B Bucking Bulls, scoring a very entertaining 93-point ride in front of a sold-out house at the South Point Event Center. Cody Jesus, your Indian World Champion bull rider. Cherokee cowboy Quentin Inman talked about his win in Las Vegas.
I knew I had a good steer. He's a little bit slower, so I was going to hang off the barrier a little bit, make sure my horse scored right, and then just go catch him. I've got Norman Bates hazing for me. He's done an outstanding job all week, and I just knew I had to get my hands on him. I went all over the United States with the Indian Tour Rodeos, and I did good most of the places and made it out here.
Thanks for listening along these stations of the Native Voice One Radio Network, and thank you very much, Wrangler Jeans and Church. We look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Customer Appreciation viewing of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo December 1st through the 10th in the City of Lights, Las Vegas. These results and interviews have been brought to you by Wrangler. Long live Indians!
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.